Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with to today?
Hey, John. This is David. I have a potential claimant on the line for the hair relaxer claim.
Okay. Thank you,
David. I just submitted the document. Her first name is LaKoya Sheaf.
LaKoya. Okay. I will take the call.
Okay. Hi, LaKoya. He's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Hi, LaKoya. My name is John Maurer, and I'm a case intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. If you meet the criteria, I'll be having you sign an agreement with our firm, as well as an authorization to release medical records. Just to confirm before I go any further, can you confirm you don't have an attorney already to help you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have an attorney.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Is that true?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and have you used a hair straightening or chemical or relaxer, hair straightening product, a hair relaxer or hair straightening product within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer or hair straightener product?
Yes.
Okay. And was that an endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Endometrial.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, LaKoya. I'd like to help you get justice today in the form of
my hair. It's still hard to grow back, and it's not growing back the same.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So you're an adult over age 18. You'd be able to file a claim on your own behalf. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. 42. So 42. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with your cancer?
Around July 16, 23.
Okay.
And I stopped using it around July.
Okay. July 6, 2023. And you stopped using it right around that time you got diagnosed?
Yes, July 17th.
July 17th. The very next day, you're like, I'm not using that product again. I don't blame you.
I'm not using it, no.
And when you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer, what was your age at the time?
Like 20, 21, 22.
Okay. And do you recall the name of the doctor that rendered the diagnosis that gave you the bad news that you have endometrial cancer? Do you know that name of that doctor?
Yes, her name is Kim.
Kim, K-I-M?
Her name is Josephine Kim.
Josephine Kim, okay. And where is she located out of?
She's at the Silver Cross Hospital at 1900 Silver Cross Boulevard.
Can you name the hospital again? Can you spell it out for me so I can look it up?
S-I-L-V-E-R Cross, C-I-O-S-S.
And what city is that in, Silver Cross Hospital?
New York.
New Lenox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Josephine Kim, she's a gynecologist,
yes.
And she is affiliated with Silver Cross Hospital. Is that the hospital located on in Chicago or New Lenox?
New Lenox.
New Lenox, okay. And that's where you were diagnosed in a hospital setting?
Yes. It
okay.
Was nice. It's, the address is 1800 Silver Cross Boulevard.
I've got 1890. Did they move? Silver.
I don't know. That's the last place.
Oh, you know what? You're correct. Okay. I've got 1900 Silver Cross Boulevard, New Lenox, Illinois, 60451.
Yes.
Okay. And so Just to kind of summarize how I understand this, Dr. Josephine Kim was at Silver Cross Hospital, and that's where you got the diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry again, LaCoya. Bear with me here, okay? What I'm doing is in the computer, I'm making notes for the attorney that would likely represent you, where this information,
okay.
Who diagnosed you, where was the diagnosis made, how do we get in touch with that facility? So bear with me here.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Dr. Josephine Kim, MD, gynecology. Okay. And so you're in the state of Illinois. The diagnosis, the statute of limitations is 2 years. You were diagnosed July 16th, 2023. So you had till July 16th, 2025 to file a claim, which you're within the statute of limitations. That's good. This was not in the state of Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that's right? And did you
yes.
use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And on
I'm black, so I wanted to be straight.
I understand. And LaCoya, on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis, on average?
Probably like about. I know I would use it like twice a month.
Okay.
So probably like 24 times, 30 times.
Okay. 24. I'll put 24 for the time being. Is that okay?
Yes.
We'll be conservative on the estimated number of times per year. All right.
Yeah.
And then the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer, that was, again, Silver Cross Hospital. Sorry for being redundant, but that's true, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
9/12/82.
September 12th, 1982?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I just had FLAFL.
Just the endometrial cancer. Okay. And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that used hair relaxers and were also diagnosed with either a uterine or ovarian or endometrial cancer? Anyone else you know that might?
No.
Might meet this criteria? Okay. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I got my first hair relaxer when I was 12.
When you were 12? Okay. So
yeah.
That would have been, you were born in 82 plus 12. That puts you at about 1994?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and were you living in Illinois at the time you first started using the product?
Yes.
Okay. And so the law firm's asking an estimated start date and end date for using a hair relaxer. I doubt you know the exact day you started using it. So can I just put January 1st, 1994?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I think you said you stopped using the product July 17th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then I believe you already answered this question. You you applied this product on a monthly basis, twice a month. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And the next question asks, how many consecutive years did you use a hair relaxer product? Do you think you've used it regularly or ritually every month during this time frame between 94 and 2023?
Yes, I use it regularly.
Okay. So that works out to be about 29 years. You know, you think you used it each year for the last 29 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then when you use a hair relaxer or hair straightening product, did you do it mostly in a salon setting, a home setting, or both? Mostly is the question.
Both,
okay.
And then
would you be able to provide the names of the salons that you've worked at? You've had treatments?
Skyline Studios.
Okay. One second here. And how do you spell that? Is it
Skyline?
Side, S-I-D, or slide?
Mm-hmm. Side, S-I-D, Sideline Studios.
Sideline Studios, okay. And what city are they in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
They have 71st and Jeffrey.
Let me see if I can find them. Yeah, I've found Sideline Studio on 1873 East 71st Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
Yes.
Okay. And since you, let me just make a note of here. One moment, please. Bear with me here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm copying and pasting. I found Sideline Studio from the internet, and it's asking for its address and phone number, so I'm placing that in there. One moment. Found the phone number 773-955-2773. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you also mentioned that you use the product at home. Where on most occasions, where do you think you purchased the product from?
Oh, Walgreens.
Walgreens, okay. Thank you. And I think you already answered this question, which is, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? And I think you said no, you stopped using them.
Yes, I stopped using them. And I try to convince my friends not to do it either. And a lot of them stopped because of what happened to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks for sharing your story with your family and friends. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, it's been a while.
That's okay. And do you know the brand name of the product you use?
I use African Pride.
African Pride? Okay, I got it. And then, did you use it during those years? What did we say, like 1994 to 2023, 29 years? Did you stay loyal to that brand for the last 29 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. Did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I believe the answer is yes, based on what we've learned so far. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And have there been periods that the hair relaxer use was stopped?
Yes, I had. After I was diagnosed, that's when I stopped using it.
Oh, okay. But during the time frame that you did use it, that 1994 to 2023, you used it regularly. You were a loyal product user, so you didn't... And my understanding is you didn't stop using the product during that 29-year period?
Yes.
Okay, that's right. Thank you. Okay. And then when did you first become aware of a link between your cancer and hair relaxers? When did you learn you may have developed your cancer from hair relaxer? Was that because of like a TV advertisement or web advertisement? Social media?
social media.
And how long ago?
Go ahead.
And that was my next question, is how long ago did you see that social media advertisement?
I saw about maybe a month ago.
Okay. So can I use like October 22nd, 30 days from today's date? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what type of treatment did you receive for medical treatment? How did they treat your endometrial cancer?
Well, they gave me, I went through chemotherapy, I went through radiation therapy, and they gave me pain medication.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So I heard chemo and radiation therapy, and then pain management?
Yeah.
Was there anything
medication.
Else? Yeah, pain medicine, okay.
No, that was it.
Yeah. Okay. Chemotherapy, chemo and radiation therapy and pain medicine. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And when did your treatment begin?
I started beginning my treatment around in July 16th.
Okay.
And I was clearing it like January 24.
They started treatment right away?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was only at stage one.
Okay. I got it. And was the doctor that treated you the same as the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Josephine Kim. Okay. And this was all at Silver Cross Hospital in Chicago, Illinois? Or
yes.
Lenox, I'm sorry. New Lenox, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I keep...
Yes.
One moment, please. Okay. And the injury, of course, was endometrial cancer. Did you have any pre-existing conditions, like diabetes, previous cancers, or obesity?
No.
Okay. And then now I can gather some information about yourself. You're female? Is your gender female?
Yes.
Okay. And what about your marital status?
Not married.
Single?
Single.
Okay. And your ethnicity?
Chicago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ethnicity? Are you black, white, Native American?
Black. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I'm
it's
black.
Okay. All right. And then can I get your height and your weight, please?
I'm about 170 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm like 5'6" and a half.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then could you spell out your first name for me?
My name is capital L-A-C-O-Y-A.
Okay.
Last name.
S-H-I-E-F. Wait 1 second. I'm so sorry, LaCoya. It's capital L-A-C-O-Y-A.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, my middle name is Shabri.
Is that S as in Sam?
Yes.
Okay,
S-H-A-B-R-E.
I was just going to put the middle initial, okay? As in S as in Sierra. And then, LaCoya, how do you spell your last name?
My last name is spelled S-H-I-E-F.
Okay. Is that S as in Sam, H as in hotel, I as in India, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, Sheif?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sheaf,
okay. Do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay, and how would you describe your profession or your job title?
I'm a cook.
You're a cook? Okay.
Manager at a CPS school, yeah.
Okay. All right, and then can I get your Social Security number? And the reason for this number is to place it on the authorization to release medical records. That's going to be for the doctor and the hospital, so they can get the right records for the right person.
Okay.
I'm ready.
326-7236-3876.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 326-7238-76.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have health insurance coverage?
Medicaid,
okay. Do you happen to know your group number or policy number?
Not at the moment.
That's all right. That's fine. It looks like you do meet this criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I will be having you sign those forms today towards the end of our call, and then we'll be done. But don't forget, there is one last final step, because even though it seems like we're finished because we've done this interview and we've signed the agreement for legal representation, signed the authorization to request medical records, there is still a final step, and that's a case verification call. And that's going to be between you and the law firm. They want to quickly, it's not going to take very long, but they want to quickly get an okay from you to submit the request for medical records and confirm that you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer. So be on the lookout for that call. Any documents you sign, I'll send copies to your email address, but I would need your email address.
Okay. My email address is together, LaCoyaSheaf82 at gmail.com.
Okay. Let me confirm that I have it correct, okay? It's basically your last name and your first name and the number 8. The number 2 at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay, and it's spelled LaCoyaSheif, as in Frank.
SHIEF.
Oh, IEF. Yes, okay, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I was trying to spell that out from memory. IEF. Okay, yes. LaCoya, SHIEF82 at Gmail. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, is this your cell phone number?
Yes, my cell phone. It's my all-around number. I don't have a house phone.
And let me confirm, it's the phone number is area code 754-247-0068. That number belongs to you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your number then?
773-401-0072.
Can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
401-0072.
Okay, and that's area code 773?
Correct.
Okay, and that's your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so I can send the documents to your cell phone at this number, 773-401-0072.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, LaCoya. Bear with me here. Okay, and this is your phone. What is the best time of the day that the law firm can reach you? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Mornings and afternoons.
Mornings and afternoons. And between the two, would you prefer a morning or afternoon call?
Afternoon call around like maybe 11, 12.
Okay.
But it really wouldn't matter. It's maybe about 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm up because I'm used to working and getting up early, so it don't matter. I'll be off of work before the weekend.
Okay,
yes.
Great. That call should occur within the next 24 to 48 hours, so be on the lookout for the call. It is a Friday, so if it doesn't happen today, maybe Monday. I'll put mornings. Okay, and then we're getting close to wrapping up. Just a few more questions. Can I get your address, please?
10621 South Edbrook Avenue.
Edwards?
60628. Edbrook.
Edbrook, okay. Okay, I've got, and is that a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay, so there's no unit number?
No.
Okay, and I'll just confirm I have it correct. It's 10621 South Edbrook Avenue. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60628.
Yes.
Okay. And then, LaCoya, do you have any documents in your possession, like medical records, that can confirm or support the diagnosis of endometrial cancer?
No, not right now. They're at the hospital, but I can take time out maybe this weekend.
No, that's not necessary, LaCoya. It's okay. If you have records, that's great. But the law firm, as I explained to you, you'll sign an authorization to release medical records, and they'll be able to get those records for you. All right, and they'll cover the cost with the uptown on those records. All right, the last step is to get an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No.
Okay. Does not live with you?
My sister.
Your sister. And her name?
No. Yeah. Her name is Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes.
Okay. And her last name?
Robinson.
And can you spell that?
Robinson.
Okay, thank you. Robinson. And her phone number?
Her phone number is 773-503-4315.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have Destiny Robinson's phone number is area code 773-503-4315.
Yes.
And she's your sister?
Yes.
Okay, LaCoya, I thank you for letting me help you get signed up. You do meet the criteria. And in a few minutes, I'll be sending you a text message. That message will have a link to DocuSign forms. Before I send out those forms, I just want to confirm. By speaking to me, I know you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You don't already have an attorney to help you with filing a claim, and you're willing to affirm that you do not have an attorney and you haven't signed any documents with another law firm. You have used a hair straightening hair straightener or relaxer product within the last 20 years. And then you were regrettably diagnosed with endometrial cancer, which is the signature injury that can be connected or linked to the chemicals in a hair straightener, hair relaxing product. You're an adult over age 18 and you are the injured party, so you're filing this claim on your own behalf. You were diagnosed with endometrial cancer on July 16th, 2023 at the age of 21. And the doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Josephine Kim, a gynecologist at Silver Cross Hospital in New Lenox, Illinois. That address is 1900 Silver Cross Boulevard. And I got the phone number from the internet, 815-300-1100. You did not live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. You did use a hair relaxer or hair straightening product at least 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. On average, we said you've used the product for at least 24 times per year. And again, you were diagnosed at Silver Cross Hospital at 1900 Silver Cross Boulevard, New Lenox, Illinois. You are a citizen as well as a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is September 12th, 1982. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You started using hair relaxers or straightening products at the age of 12, beginning in the state of Illinois. We estimated you started using it January 1st, 1994, and we estimated that you stopped using the product a day after your diagnosis, which would have been July 17th, 2023. You applied the product on a monthly basis. We calculated that you probably used the product 29 consecutive years. that would have covered the time frame between 1994 and 2023. You used the product in both a home and a salon setting, a professional setting. If you'd use it at home, you purchased it from Walgreens, likely. And if it was a professional setting, it was likely done at Sideline Studios at 1873 East 71st Street, Chicago. And I provided a phone number that I obtained from the internet. You don't currently use hair relaxer or hair straightening products. You don't have any receipts or empty bottles. You use the brand name African Pride, mostly between 94 and 2023. Your cancer diagnosis occurred 2 years after, more than 2 years after your first exposure to the product. And you used it consecutively. And you first became aware of a link that you may have developed cancer from hair relaxer or hair straightening products about a month ago, when we said October 22nd, 2024. The type of treatment you received was chemo and radiation therapy along with pain medicine. And treatment started around the same day that you got diagnosed, July 16th, 2023. And again, treatment was also at the same place you were diagnosed, Silver Cross Hospital in New Lenox, Illinois. And you have no pre-existing conditions. You're female, single, black, 5'6", 170. LaKoya S. Schief. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and the spelling of your last name, S-H-I-E-F. No suffix, no junior, senior, first, second, or third. You're a cook manager, and we confirmed your social, confirmed that you do have Medicaid. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number, and we've confirmed your address. Everything looks good, and we've confirmed your emergency contact. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever done DocuSign before, LaKoya?
Have I been what?
Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. By now, you should have received a text message with a link to DocuSign.
Oh, I see.
You'll click on that link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages. You'll see something that affect to the effect of, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. I'm not the lawyer. I'm a case intake specialist. Right below... you'll see a box that you'll have to put a check mark in, and that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures. Once you finish that, you can actually start signing.
Is that where I do agree to
SMSs? Yeah, SMS messages. Yep. Then please review and act on these documents. You have to put a check mark next to the box that's that agrees to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start and ending with finish. And since you've done this before, that's good. Let me know when you hit finish. And I'll explain to you, I've kind of hinted the law firms, if they take your case, and we'll know once you complete the case verification call, that'll happen either today or maybe Monday or Tuesday at the latest of next week. If they don't reach out to you by Tuesday, call me, okay? Or text me and let me know. Anyhow, the law firm's going to take your case. If they agree to take your case, they'll do it on a contingency basis. What that means is you don't pay anything up front to get legal representation. They're only paid if they're successful in recovering compensation in the form of damages for you. If in the unforeseen event that they're not successful, you wouldn't owe them a penny, okay? They only get paid if they're successful.
Okay.
And if they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery. The firm gets 40%. That's standard for a mass tort. That's actually standard for personal injury lawsuits, just to let you know. All right, and how are you doing on signing? Are you finished?
Okay, it says start sending and signing today. When it comes signing, if it starts. So it says get started.
Yeah.
And so I have to put my email in.
I'm sorry?
No, it was telling me to put my email in.
I think I already have your email address in there. You should have received copies of these forms to your email. Did you, have you hit the finish button?
Yeah, I hit the finish button.
Oh, okay, then you're done signing. That's good. Okay. One second here, okay? Bear with me here.
I'm downloading the document.
Okay, good, good. Oh, good. Remember, a copy of these documents were sent to your email.
Yes. Oh, they were sent to my email as well.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
What I'm doing now is I'm preparing a text message to send to you. This the point of the text message is...
So it says, it said the document is now completed, so do I press close?
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you're all done. You can close. And copies of the documents been sent to you, to your email address.
Okay.
All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message from my direct office line. So you'll always have record of who was that person that helped me get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. So bear with me here, okay, LaCoya?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're almost done here, okay? I'm preparing a text message to send to you.
Okay, no problem.
Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. This is awful. I can hear in your voice the concern, the stress that you have and the concern. It's awful. I thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I am pleased that you're about to get legal representation from a very reputable, very experienced law firm. The name of the firm is A4D Pulaski Kirker. I sent you a text message from me personally, the office line, okay?
I see it.
You see it? Okay. So remember, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D Pulaski Kirker. I think their phone number's prefix is 909. Mine's 949. So if you see a call from the 949, that's me. If you see a phone call from 909, that's likely the law firm. Do answer their call. It only takes a minute or two to do the case verification call. And then you and I are done, at least for the time being. But don't forget about that case verification call. LaCoy, again, I'm sorry to hear about these circumstances.
Okay.
Is there any other questions I can help you out with?
No, you gave me all the information I should know. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, and I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but you're a strong woman. I have a lot of faith in you. You'll survive. Be patient. This case is going to take some time to reach a conclusion, but be patient, okay? And be on the lookout for that call, okay? LaCoya, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you. Again, thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day and a great weekend. Bye for now.
You too. Happy holiday.
Oh, same to you, LaCoya. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you coming up. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
You too.